Now, after over 2 years of volunteer labor, a former schoolhouse in southeastern Wisconsin has been furnished to serve a new purpose. It's now a safe house for survivors of sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is the second largest organized crime behind drug trafficking. Nearly 100 incidents of sex trafficking were reported in a little over a year from 2016 to 2017 in the state of Wisconsin. Those are just the formally reported cases. Sarah Fraser-Piskor is the director of residential programming for CELA Freedom, a national organization with a mission to end sex trafficking and bring freedom to the exploited. The new Wisconsin home is their largest open so far. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rod. Thanks for having me.
Your organization, Sarah, has opened a few of these types of homes around the country. Can you talk about the purpose and goal of these homes?
Yes, that's correct. This is actually our eighth home that we are opening in the Wisconsin area, and we are so excited to be entering into Wisconsin and already providing services in the area. So our safe houses provide restorative, holistic care for survivors of sex trafficking and sexual exploitation. And we do that here domestically. So we have homes in Illinois, in Florida, and then our newest home, which we're here to talk about today, is in Wisconsin.
And we'll get into the need for this and the purpose a little bit. But one thing that struck me in reading about this is you're really trying hard to make this not look like a clinic or an institution or a prison or anything like that. You want this to be a home.
Absolutely. We want these girls to come in and to look around and be like, wow, I feel so lucky to be here, because so many of them don't feel like they're worth it. They don't feel like they're worth more than what they have been experiencing. And these are little girls that by the time they're coming to us are 18 years old. But when they were little girls, they experienced abuse from a very young age. We're talking about 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. They were victims of sexual abuse and then oftentimes ran away from home in their early teens. And so they have been trafficked and they have gone through many, many years of abuse. So when they come into us, we want them to look around and feel like a home environment, a safe environment. And if, as you've seen, if you've been to our website or seen any of our pictures, all of our homes are very beautiful and they are touched by love from all of our volunteers who decorate them.
Now, can you talk about the importance of having stable housing for someone in this situation, someone who's gone through maybe their entire teen years being trafficked?
Yes, absolutely. Many of our women, as I said, come to us when they're 18, 19 years old, but because they have been in this life and being trafficked since their middle school years or teens, they don't have access to many resources. They don't come from healthy, stable families, and they don't have the educational background. So most of our survivors who come into our program don't even have their high school diplomas or their GEDs. And they're just, when we started CELA Freedom, back in 2011, there just weren't that many resources available for adult survivors of sex trafficking. And so they need a myriad of resources. And so when they come into our home, they get assessed. And obviously the most important thing is they are in a safe place. They get their own bed. They get access to medical treatment and medical care. And then we begin the therapeutic process. So they are assigned an individual therapist. They get trauma therapy. We also have horse therapy at all of our houses. And as they move on in the program and they start to get healing from all of those years of trauma and abuse, then we start to touch on the educational needs that they have. And 100% of our survivors who come into our program, they get their GED while they're in our program. Most of them start pursuing community college or college education afterwards. And then we work on getting them employment placements. So it really does take a while, and they need somewhere to live, and that's where our safe houses come in. They need somewhere to live, be safe, and get these resources while they're going through that process, and that could take anywhere from a year to 3 years that they're with us.
Talking to Sarah Fraser-Piskor, Director of Residential Programming for the group CELA Freedom. They have a group of safe houses for women who have been trafficked through their teen years around the country, their newest and biggest in southeastern Wisconsin. Sarah, how do residents find you or you find them?
So that's a great question. And there's a variety of ways that we get connected to survivors. We have, aside from just our residential program, which I oversee, we have an outreach arm. And our outreach arm works closely with law enforcement in the community. They also go into the jails and they provide jail groups. They go out on the street, they do street outreach, and they're very much in connection with the other organizations or law enforcement that would come into contact with these survivors. So sometimes they're referred to us because, let's say, there was a sting or a bust that was going on at a brothel or at a hotel that the FBI or the state's attorney's office knew that this was going on there. And so there's a group of girls that are rescued. They will often get referred to us. Another way that they get referred is many times these young women are still getting arrested, even though they are really being trafficked and this is not their choice. They're still getting arrested for prostitution because, you know, the laws haven't always caught up with the times and we're still working on that. So many times we will meet them in jail after they've been arrested or through court diversionary programs. Another way is through drug rehab programs, because a lot of times they are struggling with addiction because they're in this situation and in this life, and their trafficker has either got them hooked on drugs to control them, or they've gotten hooked on drugs just because of the horrific circumstances they have to go through. And so we will meet them wherever they are. And in those different ways of connections, we're able to make contact and then develop a trusting relationship with them and hopefully bring them into our homes.
I understand a lot of volunteers helped with the renovation project here, and you're looking for local volunteers to work ultimately with residents. Is that right?
Yes, that's a big part of our residential program, and it's a really exciting part. We offer mentorship programs through strong, healthy women in the community, because these young women, they don't have any role models. And so while they get professional care through our therapists and our counselors and our staff, we also want them to be able to make connections with people that can follow them in life, like mentors and volunteers. And so our volunteers that come into the homes, they work with the women, and sometimes they come in and teach them how to cook a meal. Another group will come in and do like an arts and craft with them, or just have a movie night. But in this way, they're making meaningful connections with the women. And then our women get to pick who they want to be their mentors. By the time they graduate the program, each one of our survivors has four strong mentors who are usually women in the community who then follow them, hopefully, through their life and can be that role model that they may not have had through a parent.
This is new here in southeastern Wisconsin. What have you seen from survivors who have been through the program elsewhere?
Speak a little bit more about that. What have I seen as far as what they've gone through?
What kind of results have you seen from the people who have been through the houses elsewhere?
Well, the really exciting thing I can share about that is, so our Florida program, which we have four houses in Florida, and that's where we were really established, and that's where we've been the longest. We actually have many of our survivor graduates on staff with us, which is really exciting. So they go through our assessment house. We have a two-house model. We have an assessment house, then a long-term residential house. And then if they choose to do independent living afterwards, after they've been in that for 6 months, they can apply to work with us in one of our programs and be an advocate. So that's always a huge compliment to the success of the program. But then just in general, our success rate overall has been 75% of those survivors who come into our program do not go back into the life and do not go back into the history of drug addiction. But sometimes it does take more than one attempt. So we know that we're just a part of a young woman's journey. Sometimes she may come in and the first time it may be a little bit too scary for her, and so it may take three or four times before she makes it through the whole program and is successful.
Sarah, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sarah Fraser-Piskor is the Director of Residential Programming for Sela Freedom. She joins us today to talk about their newest safe house location. It's in Wisconsin. It can house up to 20 survivors of sex trafficking.